It appears Gabrzak's going to be sued by 7 of his former staff members. The women's allegations include Gabrzak making sexual comments, attempting to kiss one of the women, and sending sexually suggestive text messages and at least one video. State Senator Mark Grisante says defending Gabrzak will cost all New Yorkers.
There is precedent that says that if there's a certain amount of defense with regards to whatever a legislator does, whether it's in the Assembly or the Senate, that there is something where the taxpayers have to pick it up. Do I think it's right? Absolutely not. Do I think that now an individual moving forward, if he does something like this, he loses his pension? Absolutely should. So there are some laws that need to be changed because I don't think the taxpayers should pick it up. Unfortunately, what's been done in the past prior to me getting there, that's the way the precedent is.
Assemblymember Michael Kern says, unfortunately, the law is the law. And it can't be changed, Kern says, without first changing the Assembly's rules.
In the end, in the last week of session, through the Rules Committee, there's only 3 people that sit in that room to make those decisions to see what bills come to the floor. So how do we have a democracy? How do we have transparency if we can't even, through the current rules, get things done?
Kern says a bill barring secret settlements was blocked at the end of the last session by Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver. Last year, Silver signed off on a $100,000 confidential settlement with the women who accused former Assemblymember Vito Lopez of sexual harassment. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.